Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to the Growing in Love for Life podcast, where it's all about saving and strengthening your marriage and creating the relationship you really deserve and want to have. And now, from growinginloveforlife.com, relationship and marriage coach and best-selling author, your host, Liam Naden.
This is episode 57 of the Growing in Love for Life podcast. Hi everyone, it's Liam Naden here again. Thanks very much for joining me on this episode. And today we're going to talk about something, a question actually, that I get asked very often. Many people email me and contact me and ask me the question, how long do I think will it take for them to save their marriage? And I also know from a number of people, a number of emails that I get, that although they don't ask me that question specifically, it's very much in their mind. So if you're feeling stressed and fearful for your marriage, it's probably something that you're asking yourself inside as well. How long is it going to take you to save your marriage? So I thought I'd spend a podcast episode really digging into this question, because a lot of the things that are behind this question are causing people a lot of stress, anxiety, tension, and it causes people to do the wrong things rather than the right things, and it actually pushes your marriage further away. So asking this question, I think, is very, very important. And today we're going to specifically look at three aspects of this question to help you understand it and hopefully answer it for yourself. And those are, we're going to look at why it's important to know how long, or at least have an idea of how long it's going to take you to save your marriage, if that's what you want to do. And secondly, how to tell, how to have some idea, not only why it's important, but how do you actually know? Is there anything, are there any clues that can give you an idea as to how long it might take you in your situation to save your marriage? Because, of course, everybody's in a different situation and everybody's relationship is at a different point. So it's very difficult to say a blanket number, but it is more helpful and more relevant to you to get an idea of how long it might take you to save your marriage. And the third thing we want to talk about, and this is probably the most important aspect, is what are some of the things that you can do to speed up the process? How can you, so if you have an idea of how long your marriage you think might take to save it, how long you can get your, it will take to get your relationship back together, looking at some of the ideas I'm going to share with you, but how can you speed up the process? How can you make it happen much more quickly, much more easily, and in a much more enjoyable, if you like, or certainly less stressful way? So that's what we're going to talk about. But just before we do, remember, there's something very important to think about, and that is, and it's something that people very often forget, that is, it is going to take you time to save your marriage. It's not going to happen instantly. But more importantly, or just as importantly, you do have the time, despite what you might think. Everybody, I've yet to come across anybody in a marriage situation who had no time at all. Even if your spouse has left, even if they're involved with someone else, even if they're telling you, I'm leaving tomorrow, you do have time to deal with it. you don't have to solve it all within 24 hours. You do have the time, and I'll explain it a bit, little bit as we go along. Because remember, it took time for your relationship to develop. You didn't just meet someone instantly and the next day you got married and everything was perfect. It took time for you to get to know each other, for your relationship to develop. That's obvious. But what's not so obvious, perhaps, particularly if you're feeling very, very stressed about your marriage falling apart, is that it also takes time for a marriage to unravel. And so you do have time. You do have time to pick up the pieces, if you like, and put them back together. Obviously, it's not going to happen immediately, but you do have time. All right, so let's look at the first of the three things we're going to talk about specifically, and that is, why is it so important to know how long it's going to take to save your marriage, or at least to have an idea of how long it might take? Well, it actually is very important. And the main reason why it's important is because if you have an idea of how long you think it's going to take, it's going to remove a lot of stress from you. You're not going to be in this so much a state of pain thinking, if I don't fix it today, if I don't fix it tomorrow, it's all over, that's it, finished, and my life will be terrible. You don't need to be under that stress. So this is particularly the case if your spouse has told you that they want to leave. But if you know that there's a process in terms of saving your marriage that does take time, and if you just find and apply the right process, you are going to be successful, then that's going to remove the stress, the pain, the pressure on you right now to try and do everything at once, fix it all at once, because people are impatient. We're all impatient by nature. If there's something that's causing us pain, we want to get rid of it as quickly as possible, don't we? And preferably, rather than as quickly as possible, we want to get rid of it instantly. We just want the pain to go away. And, you know, when we're in an unhappy marriage situation, and we can remember all of the wonderful times we used to share with our husband or our wife or our partner, and we can think to the future and think how good things could be, then we just want to get rid of all of the pain. We want to get back to the place where our relationship, our marriage, is wonderful, the way it has been and the way we know it can be again. So that's very understandable, but it's not realistic. It is going to take time. So if you know, if you have a rough idea that you think this is going to take me 3 months or 6 months or a year or whatever, if you know that you need to allow some time, that's going to remove the pressure off you. You know you're going to be on track and you know you're going to get there. And of course, one of the things that happens when you take the stress and the pressure off yourself is you actually speed things up. You increase the speed at which your marriage will get better. Your relationship will get better. And you give yourself a greater chance of actually saving your marriage and being successful. The second reason why it's important is because when you know you've got time, when you know you don't have to do everything instantly, you know that you can create a plan. So your mind, your brain starts thinking, right, what's the plan here? What am I going to do step by step? I don't need to do it all at once. I have the time. I'm not feeling the stress. So, because I have a time frame, what do I need to do? What am I going to do step by step? If you know you have time, then you know that you can create a plan. That's really important. And the third thing why it's important to know, to have a rough idea of how long you think it's going to save your marriage, is because it increases your confidence and your determination and your optimism, knowing that you're going to get there. And these are all positive emotions. So that, and the thing is, they don't just make you feel better, but they make your situation better and they attract to you a better situation. They speed up the process, as I said earlier, and you're going to have a greater chance of success, and you're probably going to get there more quickly. I've said in previous podcasts that whatever you focus on, you attract. And this is so much the key of my programs as well, if I can mention those, my Stop Your Divorce and my Save Your Marriage programs. They're very much about getting you into a more positive state so that you attract more positive emotion. And the positive emotion isn't just going to come from you. It's going to come from the people around you, including your husband or your wife. They're going to start feeling better about you and your situation if you're feeling better about you, because you become a nicer person to be around. And when you think about it, most people who are trying to save their marriage, they become very depressed, they become upset, they become stressed. And subconsciously, without them knowing it, what they're really doing is pushing their spouse further away. So even though it's really difficult, you've got to learn a way to develop these positive emotions. And that's what I'm doing in these podcasts, trying to help you with. And also in a much, much deeper way, in a much more strategic and definite way, through my programs as well. So obviously it's really important to know, to have an idea of how long it's going to take for you to save your marriage. So once you do know that it's important, the next thing to say is, all right, so how can you tell? How can I know? How can I have a rough idea of how long it's going to take? And as I said at the beginning, everyone's in a different situation. So I can't say to you it's going to take you a day, a week, a month, a year, because I don't know your specific situation. But you can apply some of these ideas that I'm about to share with you to your situation, and that will give you, a much clearer picture as to how you can tell, realistically, if you like, how long it might take for you to save your marriage. Remember, it's not going to happen instantly. I think we've got past that. I hope you agree with me now on that one. It's not going to happen instantly. All right, so how long is it going to take? Well, here are here are the main factors that are going to determine how long it's going to take for you. Now, the first thing is obviously the state of your marriage situation. And it's not everybody, as I said, is in a different situation. So if your husband or your wife has filed for divorce, if you are divorced, if they're with somebody else, and you really don't want to lose them, it is going to take you longer to achieve your goal to get them back than if they'd simply told you, well, I'm not so happy and I'm thinking we need to do something about our marriage, or down the track, I'm going to want to leave. They're, if you like, the two opposite ends of the spectrum, and they are going to have a major impact on how long it's going to take you to get your relationship back together. The good news is that's not the only factor, because you might be thinking, oh, well, my wife's left, she's gone, she's with somebody else, she's filed for divorce, so it's hopeless, or it's going to take me 10 years or forever. No, there are other factors where you can speed things up, and of course that's what we're going to talk about a bit later in this podcast. But some of the other factors, all of the other factors actually, which are more important, they all depend on you. Not your situation, but you. And you can change your situation if you change you. And again, I have to mention my programs. This is what they're all about. They're about changing you. When you change you, everything else changes. And some of the things you need to change about you, firstly, your level of determination. I mean, how determined are you to save your marriage? You know, some people say to me, I get emails on a daily basis from people who say, I will do anything to save my marriage, please help me. And I say to them, look, everything, all of my knowledge, if you think I can help you, if you've listened to some of my podcasts, if you've read some of my Kindle books, whatever way you've come to feel that I can help you, if you truly feel that I do, all I can say to you is, I've put all of my knowledge, my best information that I have seen that works into my programs. So the best thing I can do for you, if you really say you'll do anything and you believe I can help you, is to say to you, do one of my programs. And of course people say, well, I'll do anything, or some people say, on a daily basis I get emails from people saying, well, I will do anything, but I don't have any money or I can't afford them. Well, with all due respect, I say to those people, please don't say you'll do anything when you're only lying to yourself. But if you can increase your level of determination, that is such a key thing that you can do, because, you know, let's face it, we can find the money for something that's really important to us. We can always find the money, really. And if that's what we believe is holding us back, it really comes down to a level of determination that people have. So if you want to know how quickly you're going to save your marriage. Think about this. How determined am I? Will I really do anything? Will I really say try 10 different things, and if none of them work, I'll try an 11th thing to do it? Am I that determined? Will I try 20 things? Will I spend some money that I maybe don't have? Will I really do anything? What is my level of determination? Or am I just saying, well, I'd like to, but I'm too scared to try anything new, or I don't believe that I can, or for whatever reason. So your level of determination is going to be a major factor in how long it's going to take you to save your marriage. And that ties in with the next thing, which again is about you, and that's your belief. Do you really believe you can save your marriage? Are you just hoping, but you really believe there is no hope? A lot of people say this to me. Oh, you know, if only they'd come back, but they're with somebody else, but this, but that. They're always making excuses as to why they're not going to save their marriage. So they don't believe they can. They say they want to, but they don't believe they can. So you need to increase your belief. You need to, if you want to speed up the rate or the time and the certainty of saving your marriage, you need to increase your belief. But you also need to look at what is your level of belief? Because if it's pretty low, if you don't really believe that you can, if you believe there are all these factors that you'll never overcome, which are all in your mind, by the way, but if you believe that, then it's going to take you a very long time, if ever, to save your marriage. So you need to think, how much do you believe that you will save your marriage? And then another thing, the last thing, which again is about you, which is very, very important, is your level of knowledge. What do you know? What do you know about creating a great relationship with your husband or your wife? What do you know about them? What do you know about how you can really increase the positive feelings that they have towards you? What do you know about overcoming hurt and pain that they might be feeling? What do you know about, or that you might be feeling? What do you know about all of the factors that are influencing you? What do you know about how to deal with children or other family members or friends or other people who are negatively perhaps influencing your marriage situation? What do you know about dealing with affairs with other people who might be involved with your husband or your wife that are obviously inappropriate for a marriage? What do you know about all these things? What do you know about intimacy? What do you know about communication? And you've really got to be honest with yourself about all these and say, well, do I know enough? How fast is it going to be based on my current level of knowledge? If I know that I need to do these things, I need to know how to increase the intimacy. I need to know how to deal with all these problems, these issues, and get rid of them. I need to know how to increase the good feelings that my spouse has towards me and to get rid of the bad feelings. Then you've got to be honest about how much you know. And that's a really good exercise to do because it points out where all your gaps are. And the good thing is when you know where the gaps are, you know, right, what I need to do, part of the plan I talked about earlier, I need to go and figure out what the answers to those questions are to fill in the gaps in that plan. Well, I think if you ask yourself honestly those questions, if you look at those things, the state of your marriage, the level of your determination, the level of your belief about whether you can or cannot save your marriage, and how much knowledge you have on all the various areas that you need to have knowledge on to save your marriage, I think if you're honest with yourself and all those things, that's going to give you a pretty good picture of how long it's going to take you to save your marriage. And for many people, it's a daunting thought. But I want to be honest with you here. In fact, there's no point me being dishonest or trying to give you false information because it's not going to help you. So I am being honest, and it's very difficult when we're in an unhappy marriage situation to have to look at ourselves and say, you know, why have I created this situation? Many people blame their spouse for going off and having an affair or, you know, not communicating or doing all these things. They blame their spouse and they think, well, all I need to do is fix them, or they're the ones who need to go to the counselling or the therapy, or they're the ones who need to change. No, you are the one who needs to change. you are responsible for you, and that includes your own marriage situation. So it is difficult to look at ourselves and be honest, but it is the key. It's the crucial key to having anything we want in our life, and in particular, a great relationship. Okay, so you've got a rough idea, perhaps, and it's worth, as with many of these things, even just pausing this audio and spending some time reflecting on these questions that I'm presenting to you and asking yourself these, and you know, not just coming up with things instantly as I'm talking. Of course, the great thing with these podcasts is that you can listen to them over and over again. That's why I've created this audio format, so you can reflect on these and, you know, really come up with some answers. But the third thing is, and it's a question you might be asking, is, all right, well, I'm thoroughly depressed now with the ideas and with the answers I've come up. It's going to, oh, I'll never save my marriage, it's going to take me forever, or it'll be too late. By the time I can realistically think I can save my marriage, my husband or my wife or my partner, they'll be long gone. You know, they're not going to wait around 6 months or a year or whatever. So the next question, the really powerful question to ask yourself is, how can I speed it up? How can I speed the process up? So instead of thinking it's going to take me a year or 6 months and I don't really have that long, then how can I speed things up? Well, there's several ways you can do it. Firstly, you need to increase the positive energy that you're putting in to your not only your relationship, but into your own life. You need to stop focusing on the negative. You need to remember that whatever you focus on, you get more of. And I know this is extremely difficult. I know when your marriage is falling apart, your life's falling apart. And I'm not saying to you, this is just positive thinking, that you can just walk around and say, oh, my life is great, you know, I have a great marriage, and that it's magically going to turn into that. So this isn't just positive thinking, but there are ways, and I talk about them in great detail in my programs, and I show you specific techniques of how you can change your focus from the negative to the positive. Because again, if you do put more positive energy, you're going to be a better person to be around, and you're going to get more positive stuff back, including a better response from your husband or your wife. And the ability to put more quality, positive energy and the right sort of feelings into your marriage situation. And that's really this is a key thing. As I say, it's not just positive thinking, but it is positive energy. And you can learn how to do that. And that will speed up the process of saving your marriage dramatically. And I've seen some miracle cases, really, where this has happened, where people, just by making that shift, they get a completely different response from their husband or their wife, who suddenly says, you know, perhaps I'm having second thoughts about wanting to leave. Perhaps I was hasty. You are actually a better person than I realized. I have actually realized my marriage is better, or can be better, than I thought it could be. So this is very powerful. And the other thing, of course, is you need to learn. You need to get some knowledge on how to speed up the process. And, you know, this isn't just about your marriage, but if you think about anything in your life, there are two ways. If you have a goal to get anything in your life, whether it to be saving your marriage, or to be healthier, or even overcoming a health challenge, to be better off financially, to have anything you want in your life, there's really two ways to go about it. One is you can take it step by step and try and figure it out as you go along. And that's going to take you a long time because that relies on your experience, your knowledge, what you know, and what you learn as you go along. And that not only can take a long time, but you might never get there because you're going to make lots of mistakes. You're going to do lots of the wrong things, and you're not going to know what the right things are until you stumble across them through your own experience. And unfortunately, this is what most people do. And I think it's why most people, sadly, never really get to where they want to be in their life. It's because they just plod along with their own experience. But there's another way, and that is to learn from other people who've actually done it. And there's a wealth of information out there on every area of your life on how to improve it. From people who've actually been through the process, who've done all the, if you like, the experience or they've done all the hard work, the trial and error, and they've figured out what works and what doesn't work. And you can learn from these people. And that is going to speed up your progress dramatically. And in terms of saving your marriage, that is why I've created the Stop Your Divorce and Save Your Marriage programs, because they are step-by-step processes on exactly what works and exactly what doesn't work. And it's based on my own experience, my own knowledge, what I've learned from others. Again, I've done the same thing with my own relationships. As I've gone out there, I was, you know, originally the person who failed at relationships. And I thought, well, whatever I know is not getting me to where I want to be. This is ridiculous. How old do I have to be? How long do I have to spend in my life being miserable in relationships and seeing all of the other areas being negatively affected as well and me not being happy? This is crazy. I'm going to find out how to make this work. I'm going to go and learn from people who know how to make this stuff work, and I'm going to apply it. And that's what I did with my own life, and that's why I've created these programs which contain all of that knowledge, all of that information on what works and what doesn't work. So you need that. This is by far the more powerful way. Rather than trying to figure it out yourself, if you really want to speed up your progress and have a happy marriage, and this isn't just, of course, in your marriage, but any area of your life, but if you want to speed up your progress dramatically, go out there, get some information, get the right information, and learn from other people. And when you apply it, you're going to get the same results. So get some help. And I highly recommend you do look at my Stop Your Divorce and Save Your Marriage programs. They've helped many people. I get wonderful testimonials from people, emails, and I've talked to people on the phone as well about the difference it's made and how it has saved their marriage. It could do that for you too, but you do need to take some action, you need to have some determination, and you need to get the right information. All right, so the question, how long does it take to save your marriage? How long will it take me to save my marriage? The question you need to ask yourself. I've given you some ideas on how you can not only figure that out for yourself, but also have some more confidence to know that you can do it. You can do it more quickly than you thought. And you don't have to be all stressed. You don't have to be under tremendous pressure. And you don't have to have all these terrible negative thoughts about how your life is dissolving before your eyes. If you know you have a plan, you can get there. And if it was me, and it has been me, and I still do this, I'm always looking for resources and ways to figure out how can I speed up the process of getting to where I want to be. Because I don't know about you, but I've come to this conclusion that life's too short. Life's too short to spend any more time than you have to being unhappy. I mean, don't we want to be happy? That's what we're here for. So anything I can find to speed up the process to get me to being more happy than I already am, or if I have a goal to figure out how to get there, I think it's very worthwhile. And if you want to save your marriage, I really encourage you to do that. If you've been listening to these podcasts, you know there's a lot of information in here that I'm providing for you. But these are, if you like, snapshots and various ideas. If you really want the fast track plan, it's in my programs. I'm just being honest here. My Stop Your Divorce, my Save Your Marriage programs. That's why I've created them. And people who email me and say, how can I help? Do I think they can save their marriage? This is their situation. They'll do anything they can, but they can't afford my programs or whatever it is. All I can say is just try my programs. If you think I can help you, that's where all my best information is. And they've worked for many other people. And I'm sure they can work for you if you really apply them. Try them and apply them. So here's a bit, just to finish, here's a better question for you than to ask, how long will it take to save my marriage? Instead of asking that question, think about this and ask yourself this question. How can I save my marriage more quickly? How can I get there sooner to where I want to be? That's a really powerful question to ask yourself. So I'll leave you with that thought. How can I get there sooner? How can I save my marriage more quickly? Because you can do it if you have the determination, the belief, and the knowledge. Thanks very much for joining me in this podcast. I really hope it's been helpful. And I look forward to hearing from you and talking with you and sharing more information with you soon. Thanks again, and bye for now.